This might not be a nice thing to say, but I'll say it anyway. One of the reasons why the Valley of Death exists is because the science and technology, the research and development groups within the government writ large, not just DoD, have a hard time communicating, connecting, and fundamentally transitioning technologies to the acquisition of folks, right? These are two very different groups. And if you go to any organization, I don't care if you go to the CIA, DHS, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, just about every single one of those acquisition forces has a special bent towards their research and development group, right? Because they're fundamentally different people. The R&D groups, while they may be guided and oriented towards the operational and capability requirements of the acquisition folks, they're off in research land, right? They're off trying to find the new science, the new technology. They're trying to break physics, whatever. The folks in the acquisition realm have a remit, a demand, a requirement to put out the next best thing in sort of an incremental way. Maybe they invest in a step change. Maybe there's a big innovation or upgrade push. But for the most part, acquisition program managers need to make sure that the number of end units go to the right end users on time, on budget, right? That's their job. Cost, schedule, performance. That's what they're focused on. And so if the science and technology folks come in with some new cool widget thing that isn't in line with them delivering cost, schedule, performance, right? If they come in with something that they don't really need, that they don't have a requirement for, if they don't have budget for it, then it's just complicating their lives. And so too often, the folks in the science and technology realm invest in some new cool technology, might be your new cool technology. They don't necessarily communicate or collaborate very well with the acquisition folks. And the S&T folks try to kind of throw it over the fence. They throw it over the transom, as is often said in the innovation ecosystem, over to the acquisition folks. The acquisition folks, you know, they might not have money for it. They might not have space in their program. They might need to get rid of something else to buy this new thing, right? They don't mesh very well. And so oftentimes you'll see the folks in the acquisition side somewhat deriding the folks in the S&T side, and the folks on the S&T side confounded that they can't get their technology to, quote, transition, right? And this is fairly consistent, right? The folks in the S&T shops have a tough time, and they are always looking for ways to transition their technology more effectively and more efficiently. It is a full-time job. Most often what you'll see is, if you work inside those ecosystems, is the folks on the technology development side are almost doing internal government-to-government business development. They are trying to sell their new technologies to the acquisition program managers in their same force, right? And so think about that. You have your own technology that you are trying to sell to those same acquisition folks. Maybe it was funded by the folks in the R&D shops. Maybe you're VC-backed, maybe you're bootstrapped, what have you. But if the government has a hard time selling their technology to themselves, imagine how difficult it's going to be for you to sell your technology to them.